Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The Senate Judiciary Committee this afternoon voted to approve the nomination of the president's attorney general nominee, William Barr. The vote was 12-10, right down party lines. On our newsline, a member of the Judiciary Committee, Connecticut Democratic Senator Richard Blumenthal. Senator, you voted no on the Barr nomination. Why?
I voted no because William Barr failed to convince me that he will represent the public interest as opposed to the president's interest. The attorney general of the United States has to be the people's lawyer, not the president's lawyer. And he refused to commit that he will make public the findings and evidence of the special counsel. The American people paid for this investigation. They deserve and need to know everything that's in it, in the report, and it should be disclosed completely to the American people as well as to Congress. And I think that transparency issue demonstrates very dramatically the potential dangers of the Attorney General's fidelity and loyalty to the president above the people of America.
Is there anything Bill Barr could have said or done during his confirmation hearing that might have led you to vote to advance his nomination?
If Bill Barr had committed that he will make public the findings and evidence of the special counsel, no matter what the conclusions are, I certainly would have leaned more toward supporting him. We differ on critical issues, civil rights, women's health care, and the imperial presidency, which he would grant through his view of the so-called unitary executive. But the decisive and transcendent issue for me right now is where his primary loyalties will be. He has to commit to put the people's interest above the president's.
Mr. Barr said during his confirmation hearing that he would not end the special counsel's investigation without cause. Do you expect him to allow the Mueller investigation to run its course to its conclusion?
The real question that he declined to answer is whether completing the investigation means truly finishing all the findings and evidence. The special counsel could be starved of resources. He could be transferred. And that's why I've submitted legislation, the Special Counsel Transparency Act, that will require by law that all of the findings and evidence be disclosed, whether he's transferred or resigned or fired. And the American people deserve all of that information. There is a real possibility that there may be no indictment because William Barr believes that the president can't be indicted and that there will be no report. If there's no report and no criminal charges, in effect, there will be a cover-up.
Senator Richard Blumenthal, Democrat from Connecticut, a no vote in committee today on the Barr nomination. Senator, thank you for talking with us.
Thank you.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.